So I've developed throughout, almost the last 20 years, this sense of community, this love, this passion of how to be in a healthy community, how to form a healthy community, and mainly how to see Christ, Christ's light in community. And, of course, searching for answers, I went to Webster's Dictionary to get that, like, precise definition of the word. And I was right. So, it is a unified body of individuals, people with common interests, living in a particular area. And in our case, it is coming together to worship and gain a deeper and richer understanding of the complexity and richness of God, whom calls us beloved children. And today we re-enter the Sermon on the Mount in this little section that we get. And I'm kind of glad they break the Sermon of the Mount into little sections because each one holds like a dozen sermons. So, got to really focus. And as Christ is preaching to those gathered around him in Galilee, listening to his radical and world-flipping messages, his messages that he has been teaching and proclaiming, yeah, they kind of match with what the Pharisees and those that came, prophets that came before him had been teaching, but it's in this new and radical way because he is the good news. He is God amongst them, which shook up their world and changed their view of things. At least we hope it did. And in this one, we're still piecing together the ins and outs of what it is to be in ministry together, what it looks like to be in relationship, and to form that community around us that loves us and supports us, much like Christ was doing to the disciples before sending them out. And listening to Christ's words as they are informed and as they form within us, a little more of an understanding, maybe more clarity. And this week, as I was reading this message, someone said, you know, like when you read a fortune cookie, how you're supposed to add things to the end of it. They said, add these words. So if we look at Matthew 5:13 through 20, and it starts off with you are. But instead, let's add, you as a community are the salt of the earth. You as a community are the light of the world. For truly, I tell you as a community, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of the letter will pass from the law until it's accomplished. For I tell you as a community, unless your righteousness exceeds the scribes and the Pharisees and so on. So what does that do to our view when we add in you as a community? That takes away our collective individualism and adds it back into that heart. It brings us back into that heart of community, that place where we thrive, that place where we celebrate, the place where we mourn and grieve and share common interest in one another. The other thing is how to be those things that Christ is calling. How to be the salt. How to be the light. How to be informed in that law and prophecy that are still important, that didn't lose its fragrance, that didn't lose what Christ had been, because Christ is the law. Christ fulfilled that law. And it's still important to those that are listening. And how we are to be. So with this new and rich idea of community, that we are that Christ is talking to, we are that place on earth. We are the kingdom. How does that inform us? How does that change our view? when we're looking and seeking for God in and amongst us, how can we be restored or reimagined, reinvented, retransformed to share the good news that God is living and walking amongst us, in us, through us, and out into the bigger community? How then can we find and share what we know with others to invite them in? Those who are seeking or lost, how can we invite them? Those who are different from us, how can we invite them in? How can we meet them and gain understanding between the two? So as we look deeper into the community, I was reading this article, and it kind of made sense because I read it, you know, in school, that there is kind of four things that people nowadays are looking for in community. Those that are trying to make meaning of life, to understand what their purpose is, what their calling is, what in the world we're doing here. Community is a place to find that. And as I said, this community is a place that we get to celebrate and honor all of our life's passages. Community is a place that we find to belong and partake in building a world that is more just, more kind, and more loving. It's recognizing that God works in and through our lives. We are that light that shines. We are that salt that gives to life. That salt that has that restoring properties, that properties of tasting and seasoning. And it's recognizing when it feels like we might lose our saltiness, we might lose our path or our faith, that's what God's grace is for. It helps us to pause and reabsorb, to take that pause and breathe life once more into us. It's by that grace that helps our light to shine brighter, allowing us to extend God's grace, God's love, God's hope, and God's peace to our neighbor, to extend that hospitality that has been given to us and extend it to others that we in our past may cross. Amen.